So I wanted to try something a little different. I'm doing just a little quick podcast on my telephone. It's a subject that is dear to my heart, and it's bullying. Sorry. So as a subject that is very, I think it's very specific to a lot of people. I have a friend that their son is being bullied at school, and it started physical, and now it's just becoming what I would call normal trash mouth bullying. And the reason it's true to my heart is because as a child going through grade school, I was bullied almost every day. Now, I egged it on by being a smart mouth, but nevertheless, I got my butt beat pretty much every day. And I never even thought of fighting back, simply because I've never thought of fighting. And the other thing is because there was always more than one. And it was just, it wasn't a case. It wasn't a option in my case. So the reason I want to talk about this is because of their child. And I just want to let people know that bullying isn't what we think it is when we're being bullied. Typically, the person bullying is just looking for attention. They're looking to get your attention. So the best response is nothing. The best response to a bully is no, zero, nada, nothing, no response. And what I mean by that is, don't even acknowledge they're there. When they say something, be very aware of your body language. If you have to practice in front of a mirror with your parents or something like that, have somebody like say something to you, or maybe toss a ball at you, and see if you can practice acting like it's not even there. And the more you don't react to that person that's bullying you, I would venture to bet that the bully will go away and they'll find somebody else that responds. And so just remember that this bully is giving you attention. Okay. There's something about you that's drawing them to you. So don't give them anything. Don't even acknowledge their presence. And hopefully this will get them to stop bothering you. Because even if you go to the principal, or you go to your teacher, and you go to your parents, they might get mad, but they're still winning because you're reacting. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't stop as a child. There's adults that do this. And that's where I'm coming at, is even as an adult, I've got people in my life that still play these games. And that's where I learned, it took me a long time to realize that the best answer to somebody that's messing with you is just ignore them. Don't even respond. Don't say anything. And they don't have any, there's no interaction. They're not getting what they're intending to get from you. They're not getting your goat. They're not making you upset. They're not frustrating you or anything. If anything, if you could practice, you know, when they say stuff like that, just smile. Just smile like you're happy as heck and just walk away. Don't let them get you upset. That's all they're trying. That's their goal. So just prove them wrong. Be the best you can be, and ignore people that hurt you. And I wish you the best.